Before we jump in, a warning that we are an explicit book podcast.
Yes, that means swearing, shitty jokes, and a whole lot of dark humour that some may take offence to.
Please check your trigger warnings on all of the books we cover.
You've been warned.
The episode starts in 3, 2, 1.
A book in a bed.
Hello everyone and welcome back to A Book in a Bev. This is our Q&A episode and bloopers.
Surprise.
You didn't ask for it, but you're getting it.
Shoving it down your throat like a dick.
Wow. Wow. No one needs that. Ever.
I didn't know what else I was going to do.
Okay, ignore her.
Dog, like what else? Chicken nuggets.
There are many options that don't have to be flaccid penis.
Down?
An icicle.
Oh, God.
Like a nice, juicy banana. Bananas are juicy.
Nice, juicy just banana.
Fibrous.
Ew, that even sounds a little bit
all
dirty.
Right. Well, look, we recently had an influx of new listeners, and I apologize if that's you and this is your first episode. And that's how you've been introduced to us.
Welcome.
It doesn't get any better, so just stay tuned. But anyway, we just wanted to give you guys like a proper introduction and just, you know, update you all on the happenings of this podcast. We've got some changes in the works. Things are moving. It's very exciting.
Double thumbs up.
So I guess I'll introduce us all again. So Ellie's here with Georgia and Bryony.
Welcome. I'm actually not drinking anything tonight. My drink is crunchy chocolate.
Oh, I approve that message.
Yeah. If you take anything from this episode, take crunchy chocolate. Don't take juicy bananas.
Just always. Well, I too am not drinking anything. So obviously the Bev part of A Book and a Bev is optional.
It's all up in the air, really. This whole podcast is really up in the air. Some weeks you'll get something, some weeks you won't. Some weeks it'll be out at 7, some weeks it'll be out at 7:44 p.m. Sorry.
Who knows, really?
I am drinking Johnny Walker and cola.
Ooh,
just a casual Bev.
She's really holding together the Bev part of this podcast.
Look, occasionally we have to cleanse because, I mean, we are recording episodes essentially weekly. And so it can be a lot. Like, we record for about 4 hours. And if we are drinking, that's like a 4-hour binge drink on a weeknight weekly. And that's a lot. You know, it's a lot.
It is.
We don't.
And we have no self-control.
No one in this group is going to be like, hey, hold it, guys. Just chill. None of us.
Yeah.
We're going to be
just take it down a notch. Georgia, no more shots.
Georgia, stop. Yeah. You don't have to shot. You don't have to do that. You don't have to read a smart book and take a shot every time they say, like, dirty slut. Like, you don't. And Georgia's like, watch me.
And as you'll see from the bloopers coming in this episode.
Yeah.
She gets
very weird.
Does.
We have no chill.
We would like to clarify as well that our bloopers are, like, you think our episodes already, you're like, how did we get here? And then the bloopers are what doesn't make it into that episode. And then there's even more that you will never, ever see.
Yeah, there's some that are literally too vulgar for anyone's ears.
No one will know.
I listen to it and I'm cackling laughing while going, absolutely not. Fucking not.
I just forget. Honestly, we record these episodes, it's gone from my brain. It's gone. I listen to it back like I'm an actual listener. I'm like, oh, God, those girls are funny.
Hilarious.
No recollection of anything that I ever say. So thank you for safeguarding my life.
Just so welcome.
So welcome. On that note, should we ask some questions or answer? We're not asking them. We've actually been asked questions. We're answering them. I'm going to stop talking now.
Yes, exactly.
So we put it out on our Instagram, which, again, if you are not following us at A Book and a Bev Podcast on Instagram, what are you even doing? And we put it out on our stories asking what you want to know, what questions you want to ask. So question one we got was, after reading so much smut, have any of you developed or discovered a new kink you have?
It's funny because the question was actually phrased as if, have any of you discovered a kink like that you have? But I put in a new kink because it was me that was running in. And I was like, I already had kink.
Yeah, so already had.
Add it on. So
got more. Well, Georgia, you just take away then because you're already starting.
Since discovering breeding kink books, I really love breeding kink, but I don't like what comes from the breeding kink, which is pregnancy trope. Yes. I hate pregnancy trope.
I definitely, definitely am on that level. Yes. It's vulgar, yeah. And I'm just going to say it, and I'm going to regret saying it, but what are we here for if not content? I like the filling up.
Yeah, fuck it up, fill it up. Fill it up. Honestly, I haven't had a kink yet that I've been like, ew, get it away from me. There's a lot that I'm like, eh, it's probably not my cup of tea. Like pregnancy trope, I'm like, yeah, it's probably not my cup children. Of tea. But children.
And having children.
Yeah, no, you know, but I haven't seen a kink where I've been like, get that the fuck out of my face. I would rather die. You know what I mean?
I have.
Haven't been set off.
So the books we've read have definitely given me, I've been like, hard pass. Really, really testing the women's rights, women's wrongs aspect of my life. But, you know, it's fine.
Yep.
Piss play, actually. That's something that's a definite hard fucking no for me. I don't like a piss like a penis God in my face at the best of times. But I swear to fuck, if it's a flaccid penis pissing on me, you better believe I will cut that shit the fuck off and mail it to your grandmother.
Why are you mailing it to someone's grandmother?
Oh.
Nonna did nothing.
Surely not.
Nonna did a lot, actually.
She did more than enough.
You know those babies that came from that filling up? Oh. Yeah, she killed those babies.
So, unnecessary.
Fuck that book.
Yeah, look, I don't think I'll say that my libido has increased from reading more smut books. I think this is my version of porn. I'm a bit time poor, but I do enjoy reading, and I kind of think that like has gone hand in hand a little bit.
Literally.
So I'm enjoying that. Literally. Lockie's enjoying that too. I do have a different list for you, which is the things that I have now known that I won't do sexually, such as oil.
Yeah.
In aces. Yeah, fucking uncles and all cousins.
Yes. Incest is a hard no.
Sucking multiple dicks as men dressed as
also, yes. Correct. And yes in a that yes in a no way.
Oh, good. I'm glad you clarified.
I said nothing.
George is a big yes for all of the above, especially the uncle fucking. Just sign no her right on incest, up for that.
All right?
Yeah, we don't do
Jesus.
No incest. Yeah, look, when we first started the podcast, a little over a year ago, guys, just FYI.
Smash.
Ourselves. I was definitely not on the smutty train. And I also was like really having a problem with men specifically. Like I really didn't like men enjoying things.
Hence why she bonded so deeply with all of our male love interests with deep, dark absolutely emotional trauma.
It's fine.
How dare you enjoy yourself?
How dare you? But now I'm actually, I've got to say, I quite enjoy ball slapping. Like when a sex scene is being described and there's the sounds, I enjoy that.
I also think that like reading smutty books, like it opens up you to a different side of sexuality. I think that's why I love smutty books, because I feel like sometimes in your brain you're like, I probably wouldn't do this, but you get to still like have the experience through the character.
Yeah,
if that makes sense. You you're like, fantasy. Oh my god, yeah, this is a hard pass. Or it's like, oh my god, that could be something that I may want to try one day.
Yeah. It's like the whole, I like the fantasy, but I don't actually want that in my real life.
Mm.
I definitely think some books that we've read have given me more confidence as well. Mm. Oh. Icebreaker, for example. I adored those sex scenes and how Stassi like carried herself in them. Like she was so confident. I liked seeing women like that be like, this is what I want. Yeah. This is how you do it. I hope that answers your question. No, no new kinks, but we have definitely ruled out oil play.
Well, I have a lot of new kinks, but there's too many to list, so... Anyway, moving on to the next question.
Are you guys going to be doing episodes on House of Earth and Blood and House of Sky and Blood?
And you mean, and then, you know, House of Flame and Shadow, which got announced this week?
Fuck. Short answer to that question, yes.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
As Ellie said, we will be, short answer, yes. We are going to cover House of Earth and Blood and House of Sky and Breath. And then we'll be starting 2024, oh my god, that's horrifying, with House of Flame and Shadow. Mm-hmm. We are probably also going to do a big SJM multiverse episode. That means that as the podcast, we would have covered every Sarah J. Maas book that is in existence. And so we could have some good theories and talks like that.
If you know, you know.
And yeah.
We also are thinking about having a guest on. We're not sure if that's going to plan out, but we would like to. We have someone in mind that we're going to hopefully ask.
Well, that's exciting. I had to take a little bit of a break mentally after reading House of Sky and Breath. It fucked me.
It does.
So that is currently the plan.
So exciting.
No. So question number three is, who is your favorite book villain?
Ooh.
Now, I was pre-thinking about this, right? And I have many options, but the problem is I read dark romance and they are all villains, really. So there's a few that I've got. We've got Enzo, right? He dunks her head in water while, like, shark-infested waters while fucking her.
I'm sorry, what?
Wait. Wait,
I'm sorry.
Dunks her head in shark-infested waters while fucking her from behind. Yes.
Why are there sharks?
This is Hunting Adeline, but Haunting Adeline is Zaid, and he's like stalker, murderer, fucks people up. Again, these are dark romance, so they do end up having some romance in them, but they are still technically not good people. And then also there is Lana Myers. She's a female main character in the Mindfuck series. She's technically a villain, but she's a vigilante killer for something that's traumatic that happened in her past. And she's such a badass, but she's a villain in some people's eyes. So I feel like that still counts.
I want to read that series. I think we should add it to the list.
It's so fucking good. I 1,000% think we should add it to the list. Oof. Yes, put it right now. Someone write it down. Let's go.
I'm trying to think of, like, the best book villains. And I like the ones that are particularly complex. And I feel like Maeve from the Throne of Glass series is a really good villain. Because if she'd made different decisions, you'd probably like her. If you gave her backstory, and then once she was in that series, she made different, like, once she was involved with the characters that we love, she made different decisions. You would have been like, she's got a traumatic backstory, but I like this bitch. And
yeah, I see that.
Yeah.
I like the villains where they're not just like, I am the bad guy and I must bad guy. I want more depth in their motivations. So I feel like she's got that. I feel like, obviously we are SJM girlies on this podcast, but I feel like the villains of ACOTAR aren't as strong as the villains of Throne of Glass or Crescent City.
I found my answer. It's Poppy from A Thousand
She's
Voices.
She's a villain?
Because by the end, she deserved death. She was fucking annoying. But I did like some of the moments within the book.
Ellie! She's a child!
Ellie, you're a villain.
If she's a child, she should not be having sex, should she not? Also, that would make sense as to why she continued wearing bows in her hair for a ridiculously long time.
Yeah, the bows are the real villain.
Adult. Yeah, the bows are the villain.
Yeah.
Good answers.
But otherwise, I don't know what my answer is because, as I said, we record this podcast.
And you have a lot of hate in your heart.
I've read books and shit. Look, I do. I do.
I feel like Ellie's going to be like, the real villain is Lyria.
Oh my God. Yes, she is.
She's my man.
Well, there you go. Anyone who has previously fucked Reese, Rowan, Rune. Oh my God. They all start with R. Is that a thing? I found another connection.
Well, technically, Rune's not like a love interest.
Rune Dannon, but Crown Prince of the Valbari. Yeah, fuck
yeah. My love interest. That's all that matters.
All right. Next question. Favorite platonic relationship in a book?
Henry and Stassi or Cassian and Feyre?
Oh, I love Cassian and Feyre's relationship and Henry and Stassi.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Oh.
Or like Aelin and Lysandra. Ooh. I like their friendship a lot.
Oh, they're beautiful. I was going to say the guys from Throne of Glass, like the little clique that they made towards the end, the little bromances that were
Alisa
developing.
And, loved that. Lily.
Oh.
And Angelus.
with Marshall as well, just as like the lovely. Oh my god!
I was gonna say Caleb and Jake, but that's not platonic.
That's daddy and son.
No.
But they
also weren't really friends.
Yeah, they kind of hated each other. Yeah, look, Lily and Alyssa from It Starts With Us was really beautiful, and I fucking loved that. Otherwise, I would say In a Sorcery of Thorns by Margaret Rogerson, the main character in that, whose name is escaping me, I want to say Elizabeth, there's like a demon butler called Silas that can turn into a cat. And their banter, I really like. I like their friendship. It's quite cute.
The amount of books that you've brought to our attention about
demon
cats.
Yeah, look, it's a trend.
It's two.
Too many.
It's two.
It's more than I thought I would ever read.
Yeah, also fair. Yes. One of my favorite ones is Bryce and Rune. Like, their dynamic is just... Lele? Lele and Bryce?
Oh, Lele!
It's so fun. So that was some of our basic bitch references and also nice ones as well.
Got a lot of books in the fishbowl and a lot of books planned coming up. So yeah. I think we're going to give this time a miss on getting book recommendations. There are some books that we might chuck in moving forward. We're going to try to see what's popping right now, what you guys are reading, what you guys are wanting to read, those types of things, and we'll take that into consideration. So make sure you're posting on your social medias because we will be watching.
That's really creepy, Georgia, but it's also true.
We have your attention now. You've come this far. We wanted to let you know that we have been working on bettering the podcast as we always are. We're going to be doing a little bit of rebranding with a new logo coming soon, along with a new structure to some of the episodes. So, no, that does not mean we'll be changing our outrageously dark humor nonsense that you see every episode that takes up 4 fucking hours of the time. It's fine.
It's so fine.
But we will no longer be basically doing a chapter-by-chapter run-through of the book. We're going to be discussing the important plot points along with discussing some important things that happen within our particular parts. So not only will it be quicker for us to record, it will be shorter episodes for you guys too, but you'll still be able to get our usual content.
Yeah.
So we do obviously want your feedback. So please, if you like it, if you don't like it, let us know. If you say that you don't like it in a public space, I will delete and block you. But if you say it privately, I'll be more forthcoming. So.
Oh my God.
You said I had issues.
I know I have rejection issues, so everything's fine. Along with that topic, we also wanted to let you guys know that Claire is going to be taking a step back from the podcast for the foreseeable future. As most of you know, she hasn't really been doing the podcast full time since she went back to study, so this won't be like a big change to the current podcast, so there's no need to worry because Claire will be back. And she promised that she will be making guest appearances in the meantime, but just... to let you guys know that they are some of the changes that are happening to us. I'm worried we don't have, like, Claire as the protector every episode. Not that we did anyway, but she was always kind of in the background, like, just, you know.
Chill the fuck out, guys.
Guys.
Chill the fuck out.
Yeah. Her just her facial expression.
And her wheezy and wheezing.
It would just make her simmer down.
All at the same time, wheezing.
I can't wait for when she pops up as a guest. Yes. It'll be so good. And she has... while she's been on her uni break, she's also finished Throne of Glass. I'm hoping that she'll be able to join us for our Sarah J. Maas, like, theory episode, because by then, hopefully, yes. She would also, in between all of her crazy, crazy study, she would have read everything. And so even though we haven't had her here for those episodes, she'll be up to date and ready to go.
Yay! So that is pretty much it. And what we're going to do now is get into some bloopers for you guys.
Yeah.
I guess. Let's roll the fucking bloopers.
I'm doing 30.
Next same. Merch line from A Book and a Bev is baby's bottom goggles.
Love it.
Baby's bottom goggles.
I get esophagus and asparagus confused sometimes, but they like, don't I'm, have anything to do.
I've got to swallow it down my asparagus.
Just to polish off my whole Kale was the right guy for a season, but not the right guy for life. We get this quote.
You paused. Too long after the words, my hole.
just to polish off my hole. Get some buffing out.
Get Ness up the room in there and you'll be right.
As if she was a Giselle. Gazelle?
Giselle.
Gazelle. A
gazelle. Giselle. Giselle Bourduchan. In fact, the Victoria Secret Supermodel. Giselle. Gazelle. Who knows? Just the mythical Bambi.
FYI, a gazelle is not a mythical Bambi because it's very much alive. Like, real.
Okay, it's very ethereal name. Gazelle, Giselle, it all just, it's mumbled up in my brain. I definitely think
it's a gazelle.
You could have wrote fawn.
I could have.
You could have said.
I could have.
Bambi's mum.
Female fawn.
It's not Bambi's mum because she is dead.
She's dead. No, she was not being Bambi's mum. She was, in fact, fighting for her life. If anyone tried to attack me, I would just act possessed and deranged to the point that they'd be scared of me. And I'd be like,
I like it when you picked the wrong woman.
Yeah.
Rani would just pull their pants down and you're like, I'm going to shit cum. Watch me. Watch me shit some gum. And they'd be like, I'm done. I'm done.
But it's like, I've been holding this in for 6 weeks. Are you ready?
I've been saving it for a special occasion and guess what? It's you.
And Dorian is hot on her tail and he's like, I told you you'd regret sparring with me. And it's
sparing
like,
me.
Oh, sparing me, not sparring.
they're just sitting in a spa together and they're like, this is fun.
End up in the spa.
Ellie wrote, she read the notes as, you'd regret sparring with me instead of sparing me.
And then we went in the spa.
You do know the actual phrase is like he just puts his soldier hat on. It's not a, but you know, brain still works. You can have multiple hats. You can wear multiple hats or have multiple brains. Either or, really. Potato, potato.
What?
Do you know the phrase? Like,
I know what Ellie's trying to say. Like, you know, you put your
hat on. I put my mum hat on when I get home.
Yeah,
and then when I get to work, I take my mum hat off, or I reach into my skull, I grab my brain, I tear it from my brain stem.
I was talking about. I was talking about. I hit it across the room, taking out your own brain, not putting on a fancy hat.
The brain rolls out of my skull across the road, gets hit by a car. Georgia vomits on it.
Bryony shits on it.
Ellie's just looking on horrified from the sidelines.
No, I'm the person who takes out the brain because, you know, when you're having an autopsy done, they take out your brain through your nose.
Yes, oh, I thought that Ellie was actually using like the blood as a pool and was just floating in it.
Starfish still waiting
She's
for
actually
Rowan
just floating in the brain matter.
Hello. Anyway, where the fuck did we go? Okay. I just jack off on it.
But it's sort of like, that's how she gets the demons out.
Moses.
I'm actually really into the Bible.
And Vegemite.
And Vegemite.
You open up my Bible and it's actually just got Vegemite smeared on the pages.
You open up my sex drawer and there's a jar of Vegemite next to a Bible.
I actually whack you over the head with the Bible while you eat Vegemite.
That's my kink, actually. Okay. Oh, God.
Oh, God.
I want to leave. I want to eject. My issue is I keep going to bed at like 11:30 and then Rosie wakes up at 12 and then Charlie wakes up at 2 and then it's just ping pong. Anyway, the next day, ping pong with babies. Now I'm just picturing babies.
Ping pong with babies. Wow. That's a whole lot.
I don't know if you're picturing them as the ball or as the player.
Or the bat.
Or the bat. That's the only option.
I'm picturing
One of each. Like, they're all, it's just all babies. The table was, in fact, just made out of babies.
Oh, my God. Those baby boards are coming in hand again.
Yeah, and there's, like, a baby as an umpire, and it's, like, got a whistle in its mouth. It's just...
a baby Nick Curious. Okay.
So, we go on. Kale admits to not being told. I have to reread something.
Oh, yeah. He's trying to be like, oh, I wasn't told when bad things are happening.
Yes. So Kale admits that, like, he's like, I wasn't told. And
you're really struggling with that one, aren't
you? Franny, do you just want to take it? Because I can't.
Okay. Kale.
Someone turned off the air conditioner!
George is having a breakdown.
Ah! 100%. Yeah. But Manon and Elite.
Mm.
What would their couple name
I think
be?
It was Malede.
Malede.
Malede. Like a millipede.
No.
Because otherwise it's Ilon. Ilnon.
In fact,
Ilon.
Manon and Elite. Malede. Millipede. Human centipede.
Oh, stop it.
That's how my brain
Keep
works.
Keep going.
That set the world trembling. Prince Woen Whitethorn Galathinius.
Hang on, did you just call them Woen?
Woen.
Woen.
I love Tower of Dawn also. It's so just good. Putting that out there in the universe.
I love Tower of Dawn. People who said that you skip it, again, I've said it before, fuck you.
Fuck you and your cow.
I will shit on your lawn.
and I will shit on your cow.
The cow's just like,
you were just squatting on the cow.
Being like, try to stay still. My balance isn't great.
Stay still.
Let me shit. Ellie's so concerned right now.
I put myself on mute for 30 fucking seconds so I can shove some chips down my throat. Now we're just suddenly standing on top of cows and shitting.
On them.
No regrets.
None. No, she's trying to conjure some water up in a river, and Rowan appears, and them being, like, super smitten is really lovely.
What just happened? She just died! Oh, my God! What just happened? You scared the shit out of me!
And I thought I was gonna be okay.
You were not okay. You just were like possessed for a minute there.
Oh, my abs hurt so much. Oh my God.
Alright, what did I miss?
George just got possessed for a minute.
Oh my God.
But I had a really bad tickle in my throat. And so as I was trying to finish the sentence, all of a sudden I'm just like, oh God, it scared the shit out of Ellie.
Oh my God.
So much so that a chip just fell out of my mouth.
I love that.
I'm so glad. We haven't gotten anywhere, Brian.
Well, I'm glad I haven't missed anything.
Yeah, we were conquering water. And then just...
Literally the first one.
I know.
I feel like a nun.
I feel like Beverly. I feel like the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Did you just say I feel like Beverly?
Yes. I feel like Beverly. So, we get this quote. We are in our bonnets. And we are quoting.
Oh, what's the Vin Diesel song from Fast Furious when Paul Walker dies? Because that's
when
what they
see you again.
Singing.
Oh yeah. My God. When I see you again.
That's the next song that they start singing.
It's been a long day without you, tell you all about it when I see you again. Thanks.
You're welcome. I would like to be taken on a cruise and someone buy me the most expensive bottle of champagne that is on the boat. I drink it to the point that I pass out and then just chuck me off the edge.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah. Then no one has to deal with my body.
No, Ellie can't swim.
Dolphins. You'll be right.
I'm going to literally be starfishing.
I cannot leave.
You'll be flushed out. You'll be fucking gone. You'll be sinking to the bottom of that ocean.
I would be. It would be brilliant. It's a beautiful way to go.
All in all, great plan then.
Yeah. Look, we've all got a plan in place.
It's your advanced care directive.
It does kind of taste like, you know, the smell of a Band-Aid.
Hang on.
No, but you know, like, it smells like a first aid. It smells like first aid.
Like betadine.
This tastes like the smell of first aid.
That's wrong on a lot of levels.
Yeah.
There's so much to unpack there, and I don't know where to start.
We don't have time.
We don't have time.
We simply don't. So,
we've got the warning now, so all bets are off.
Yeah, all bets are off. You're being fucking warned. If you're still here, you're fucked.
We're going to drop cumps in the first episode.
We're going to drop cumps.
We're just going to cup.
A cup of cum.
Cups. A cup of cunts.
A cunt full. Cunts.
Yeah, if you will.
A cunt full.
Cup of cunts.
And they drew what their blood path was and, well,
their blood path. They've actually just made a path.
Their blood.
Made a path with their blood. They drew what their blood oath was.
Aline just hasn't
Well, like hasn't cut like his shirt off. That's his problem.
Like a dog with worms.
Aline's just running through town on her anus. Okay.
It's been a long week, boys.
It's Monday.
Can you not die? I'm quite fond of you both. Between...
It's too late for me.
Between Ellie's dear old snuffles and your choking, we're losing orifices left, right and centre.
It's all right. It's not COVID at this point in
time. That's good.
It's all right. I've choked harder on something.
Georgia.
I'll see myself.
And then grabs someone's intestines and just holds them to her stomach and acts like they're hers falling out.
I love it. And I picture her going like, oh my God.
She's carrying on like literally deep throats. He and Leona Lewis are just having a bit of a chat, and Leona keeps him pretty off balance. Remember, he does have one leg, so it's not that hard. But basically,
she just picks the leg out from underneath him.
She's there in a chair in a bathrobe, and she's like, ha ha, one tit. No, bam, your leg's gone.
You've got one leg.
Bam! One boom, one leg.
Oh, my God.
And she finally sits on her throne as fairy queen of the West and queen of terrorism. She's the queen of terrorism, actually.
Jesus.
Fuck it up.
You know, each to their own. You do you.
Don't do terrorism.
She sits on her throne.
Yeah, don't.
Don't do terrorism.
You take anything from this episode.
It's terrorism.
I don't want to say Mary Lynn.
It's not Mary Lynn. Marilyn. They think that she is Mary Lynn because Mary Lynn was the one that tried to kill Aaron that Lara killed. That was the favorite daughter.
There's a lot of sisters. There's too many sisters. Too many scissors. I'm not doing this. And I was like, oh, too many scissors. And then I was like, oh, wait, no, they're sisters.
Intrusive thoughts.
If you had a competition of, like, the distance of, like, breast milk to, like, ejaculate, what would win?
Milk Drowner wants to talk about the distance of breast milk, everyone.
Compared to ejaculate.
I'm not. I mean, I haven't like, really what, seen I'm... the projectile force of breast milk.
No.
It's fucking immense. There's actually a shot called Shit on the Grass. It doesn't go down too bad, actually.
There is. And it's actually really
good. I thought
you
said there's actually a shop with a P called Shit on the Grass. And I was like, oh, my God, what is this shop? What are they selling?
Just shit.
Is it manure?
On grass.
On a piece of grass. They actually just sell you like a small slab of grass and with the shit on it.
Shit on it. And you can pick the type of shit that you'd like.
Or you can get like shit that someone stepped in.
Delightful.
I'm not encouraging
you. Shit after dairy.
Anyway.
Like, now
it's funny. You know how you know when you're really blind? It's totally unrelated, but in it says, hovering in midair, and I thought it said my hair. That's how blind I am.
Hovering in my hair.
I was like, when you were reading it, I was like, oh, that doesn't make sense. When you read it as midair, I was like, oh, that does. Yeah, that tracks. Yeah.
Yeah, actually, I stand corrected.
Because, like, you're picturing, right, Dorian falls out. He's stumbling. He's like, it's Fergie. Oh, tripping. Oh, stumbling.
Why did you bring Fergie into me?
Because he was tripping and stumbling. Duh.
And they're like, now is not the time to drop it low, Dorian. We're in a crisis.
Fergalicious definition. He's like, Dorilicious
definition. Make the girls go loco. I fall in love with them instantly. I'm going to stop now.
Because they love my pogo.
They'd sing specifically, the lion sleeps tonight.
He's 7 years my junior. I just couldn't do it to myself. I need an older dick.
That's okay. It means that you will never have to live without him because you'll die first.
That's nice. I enjoy that. I want to be stuffed when I'm dead. I'd like to be stuffed so people can come have a wine with me still on a Sunday evening.
What the fuck, Ellie?
I love George's like, I can handle licking boots and a sticky floor, but you want to be stuffed and not in a sexual way?
Yeah, well, I was thinking, she was like, yeah, I want to be stuffed. I was like, oh, shit, she wants to be stuffed. How many dicks are you getting?
No.
But no.
Let's be taxidermied. Taxidermy, yeah.
Mm. Yes, wow. With all my pets around me.
Just know I will not be having a wine with you if you get stuffed. Yeah, no.
I will haunt you.
I will haunt you.
Remember, if Lockie's still alive, you'll just position you around the house and he's got to just assume that you're still alive.
Yeah, and we'll break his legs so he can't, you know, he's not going anywhere.
He can't do anything.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. You can find us on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube, if you haven't already, at A Book and a Bev Podcast. Please rate, like, and subscribe. We hear that helps. We love and appreciate you, and we'll see you next week.